Dietary protein and kidney disease. Four facts you should know about. By Zornica Stojčeva. This article is professionally reviewed by the registered dietitian Melanie Betts. This audio article is part of the Raw Beauty Source audio blog. Diet is the key factor when it comes to preserving our kidneys' health. In fact, almost all kidney diseases benefit from a change of diet as part of the treatment process. The recommended dietary changes depend on the health conditions of the patient, the particular type of kidney disease, and the stage or progression level of the kidney disease. However, there are several types of foods and nutrients that kidney dietitians may need to modify when preparing tailored renal diets for their patients. Those include salt, also known as sodium, potassium-rich foods, phosphorus-rich foods, fluids, and proteins. Specifically, dietary protein is a very controversial topic as various types exist, animal and plant-based proteins with high or low quality. And there are many common misconceptions about how protein consumption is related to the health of our kidneys. This article will guide you through the relationship between kidneys and protein. Let's dive in. Can high protein diet compromise kidney health? A 2020 review paper suggests that high protein diet may lead to impaired glomerular filtration process. This is when kidneys filter excess fluid and waste products from the blood into the urine. Due to the significant rise in the levels of amino acids and other waste products from protein metabolism, the arteries around the kidneys may dilate, causing hyperfiltration. This could lead to chronic kidney disease or other kidney impairment. The paper also emphasizes the fact that individuals with healthy kidneys are less likely to be affected by a high-protein diet, but there are other individuals that might bear higher risk. These are people with diabetes, high body mass index, individuals with solitary kidney, and patients at early stages of kidney disease. Those are people with diabetes, high body mass index, individuals with solitary kidney, and patients at early stages of chronic kidney disease. High blood pressure can be a leading cause for chronic kidney disease. According to the NIDDKD, increased blood pressure is the second leading cause for chronic kidney disease development. At the same time, hypertension is closely related to overconsumption of animal-based protein, especially red meat. In that sense, long-term and uncontrolled hypertension may lead to increased intraglomerular pressure. This is the pressure in the blood vessels around the kidneys. Such high pressure caused by hypertension may occur mainly in individuals who are at higher risk of kidney disease. This may lead to dilation of blood vessels, filtration impairment, and further progression of kidney disease. Can plant-based protein consumption slow down kidney malfunction? Several studies suggest that diets high in plant-based protein can be associated with a lower degree of kidney damage compared to animal protein intake. In that sense, vegetarian and plant-based diets may have a beneficial effect on blood pressure and glucose, leading to improved health of the blood vessels. As a result, switching from animal to plant protein sources in your meals may limit kidney disease progression and prevent secondary complications. Do all kidney patients need the same amount of protein? Individuals need to consume different amounts and types of protein in order to support their body functions and control their kidney health. The National Kidney Foundation gives some hints on how much protein to consume. 1. For people with kidney disease without dialysis, it can be beneficial to adopt a low or moderate protein diet, limit the consumption of red meat, and include more plant protein sources. 2. For individuals on dialysis, increased protein intake is important as dialysis patients have higher protein needs. Dialysis damages important proteins from blood and gets rid of excess byproducts from protein metabolism. A low-protein diet may lead to malnutrition in people on dialysis. Conclusion: there is no single answer to the question, is dietary protein bad for your kidneys? This is because there are many factors that we have to look into. Always follow the recommendations of your healthcare provider to prevent complications. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Raw Beauty Source audio blog.